Thank you so much for being here. I'm glad to see this big crowd of us. It's a nice surprise on a beautiful summer day. I am pleased to introduce, for I think the third year in a row, Five Good Reasons. Thank you for being here. Come on in.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing and dance and clap their hands.
But just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. And you can tell by the way of the letter A when the people start to move.
You can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over, people. Go! Music knows it is and always will be one of the things that life just won't quit.
But here are some of music's pioneers that time will not allow us to forget now. For there's Basie Miller, Satchmo, and the king of Ossa Duke. And with a voice like Ella's ringing out, there's no way the man can lose.
You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. Go!
Can you feel it? Music makes the world go round. The people, can you feel it? Put your feet on solid ground. Can you feel it? Music makes the world go round. The people, can you feel it? Put your feet on solid ground. Can you feel it? Music makes the world go round. The people, can you feel it? Put your feet on solid ground. Can you feel it? Music makes the world go round. Can you feel it? Put your feet on solid ground. Can you feel it? Music makes the world go round. Can you feel it? Put your feet on solid ground. Can you feel it? Music makes the world go round. Can you feel it? Put your feet on solid ground.
You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. You can feel it all over. You can feel it all over, people. Go!
Try this. Ah, there we go. We are so happy to be here again, and what a great crowd this morning. Come on in. There's some of our biggest fans back there. Kristen's parents. This is our third time here, like Angie said, and we are, well, happy to be here, but we're also sad. This is our last concert with Isaac. Isaac has accepted a job in the Twin Cities, and he'll tell you more about that in a moment. We'll pass the mic. We started the group in 2011, and we sing in a variety of venues, including here. We sang at the Lemonade Fair this summer. We have performed our own concert at the Paramount, and where else, guys? I'm blanking.
Summertime by George.
The other night we sang the Star Spangled Banner. So at, what, 45 seconds? Yeah. We've done art crawls. We've sung in churches. We do a wide variety of repertoire. Today is mostly going to be pop songs, folk songs, spirituals, more lighthearted fare. And at Christmas time, most likely, we will be singing at the Holly Ball, so we'll be hopefully adding another concert in addition to that that we can perform for folks as well. My name is Jody Martinson, and I am one of the founding members of the group, and I sing one of the soprano parts. I work at Church of the Holy Spirit as music director, and I'm the former director for Minnesota Center Chorale, and I also teach some voice and piano lessons. I'll pass it down this way.
Hello, I'm Isaac. The last 2 years I was one of the choir directors at Sartell High School, and I'll be starting at Creighton-Durham Hall High School in St. Paul in just a few weeks here.
Hi, I'm one of the Kristens in the group. I'm Kristen Bauer, and I teach out at Kennedy Community School in St. Joe. I'm the K-5 music teacher there, and I also teach at, thank you, Luda. And I also teach at St. Cloud State music education as well.
I'm Kristen Maddock, and one of the founding members with Jody, and I teach at South Junior High choir and music, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
I'm Scott Walker. I love these kind of venues because I get to try out my dad jokes, so the greater the groans, the better. How do crazy runners run through the forest? They take the psychopath. The more the groans, the better. It's okay to groan.
I hope you brought pencils and tablets. You can write these down. He's got a lot. The next two pieces we are performing the first one is called The Long Path, and this is another vocal jazz piece, actually, with nonsense syllables, but it's a really lovely piece. And it was written by Greg Jasperzy, and he wrote it for some friends of his who are getting married, so thus the name The Long Path. And following that is You Are the New Day, something that the King Singers performed frequently.
Thank you.
yabba doo wah, da da, la la la, yabba doo wah, la la la, la yabba doo wah, da da.
I always like to do exercises right away when I get up in the morning. So I, as soon as I wake up, I am like, let's go. Up, down, up, down, up, down. I do that for 2 minutes straight. And then I tell myself, now the other eyelid.
How are we supposed to sing it?
Now the new one's got to live.
That was perfect before the new day.
The new day. Last Sunday, and the priest was giving us a sermon on temperance. He said, if I had all the beer in the world, I'd go to the river and I would throw it all in. If I had all the wine in the world, I would go down to the river and I would throw it all in. If I had all the whiskey in the world, I would go down to the river and I would throw it all in.
the end of the sermon, the song master gets up in front of the crowd and says, if you would all rise and sing hymn 563, Down to the River.
Very nice.
That was good.
Very nice. We are actually going to move on. Oh, yeah.
Turning on helps. We are going to move on to Down to the River to Pray. So very nice segue, Scott. This was a song, an old hymn that was made popular in the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? If you've seen that one before, that's a good one if you haven't. So we're going to start with that one, and then actually I'll talk about the following one afterwards. So here is Down to the River.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, let's go down. Sisters, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me.
No, honestly, I looked for a good joke about husbands getting lost and not asking for directions, and
for the road home, yeah.
And I lost it. That's an honest to God true story. Get out of here.
That is great. Before we do the next one, I do have I was thinking about when we were announcing what we've sung at before, and the national anthem was by far the shortest thing that we've ever sung at, and it was just absolutely awesome. But the most people, and it was really funny because my 4-year-old boy, afterwards, he said, "Mommy, did they just cancel the rest of your songs?" Because he's so used to it coming for about an hour. And so then I was trying to explain to him that it's a really special song for America, and that you sing it once and then you're kind of done. But so today he's getting his full hour in today. So the next song we're going to do is really a beautiful song and really special, especially to, well, I'm sure it's special to all of us, but I hold a special place in my heart for it. It's titled "The Road Home," by a man named Stephen Paulus, who was originally, or I think, from St. Paul. But I used to sing in a group called the Singers Minnesota Choral Artists that now Isaac is a part of, and they're based out of the Twin Cities. And we got to do a whole recording of Stephen Paulus' music, and this is just one of the most beautiful pieces that he wrote. And he took it from an old hymn or an old tune, and then a man by the name of Michael Dennis Brown, that maybe some of you have heard, wrote beautiful words to go with the tune, and then Stephen Paulus set the harmonies and changed up some of the melodies. But this is "The Road Home" by Stephen Paulus. Time we performed that one. And the last time with Isaac. Thanks, Lamar.
This is repeat, but I love this joke. What do you call a cow that has just given birth? Decaffeinated. I love dad jokes.
Lovely. Well, with that, we're moving on to the Java Jive. And Java Jive is a piece that was written in the 40s and then was made popular by the Manhattan Transfer, the group. I grew up listening to the Manhattan Transfer. And then my mom also sang this in her Sweet Adeline quartet. So I've had a lot of experience with this song, and this is a fun one, lighten it up a little bit.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boy. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Oh, slip me a slug from that wonderful mug, and I'll color on till I'm snug in a jug. A slice of onion and a raw one.
Draw one.
Waiter, waiter, percolator.
I love coffee, I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy.
Boston beans.
Soybeans.
I said those itty bitty little green beans.
Cabbage and greens.
You know that I'm not keen about a bean. Unless it is a cheery coffee bean.
Talk it, boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Motto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot. A cup, a cup, a cup of dat, Sam.
Who's with me a slug from that wonderful mug? And I'll cut a rug, snug in a jug. Drop your nickel in the pot, Joe.
Taking it slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee and tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me.
How do you get a bass off your front porch? You pay him for the pizza.
There's some truth in that.
I was. And then how do sopranos work? Warm up.
Oh, it was good.
Do re mi 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 mi. And so I was challenged to find an alto joke because there aren't that many out there.
That's because we're just us. That's because altos are the best.
All right. I was going to do one joke, but it'll be the other one. How many altos does it take to change a light bulb? None. They can't get that high.
That's all right, Scott. We'll talk after.
I do have tenor jokes. How do you know when a tenor is really off key? The other tenors say something.
Okay.
Mean joke's okay. Over. Mean joke's
yeah.
Over.
Yeah. What do you say? No. So the next three pieces we have for you are kind of an eclectic, interesting little mix. We're going to be singing a piece called Bumblebee by a Swedish composer named Anders Edenroth. And originally performed by a Swedish jazz group called The Real Group. Then we will perform one that will probably be pretty familiar to a lot of you, Seasons of Love from the musical Rent. And following that, another familiar one with Blackbird by the Beatles. Please enjoy.
I'm saying that's a good thing.